everybody. Hi, it's Donna Fox. I am back live and ready to talk to you. We are talking about the Akashic Records tonight on the Akashic Wisdom Show on bbsradio.com. And you can call in your questions to 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, or 530-413-4520. And for those folks in the San Francisco area, you can call direct at 415-287-0074. So what are we going to talk about tonight? We are actually going to have a surprise guest on tonight. Thomas Morton was going to join us on, but he was able to do it right at the last minute. But that's okay, because we're going to have Thomas Morton and hopefully his lovely wife Jane on next week, and they are going to be talking about their sacred trips they're going to be taking. They're going to be going to Machu Picchu in December, from December 12th to the 23rd. So that's 12 days in Mexico, and you get to celebrate the solstice at Machu Picchu. So that is very, very special. So if you would like to look that up and see what that's about, you can go to sacredtrips.com. That's sacredtrips.com. You can learn all about that. Okay, hello there. We've got a caller. Hi, caller. How are you?
Hi, Dana. This is Adele calling.
Hi, Adele. It's Donna, by the way.
Sorry, Donna.
That's okay. Okay, Adele, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So I've emailed and called in a couple of times, and I just want to say thank you very much for all your insights.
You're welcome.
And I just went through a nasty divorce and custody battle, and
okay.
In fact, they're very helpful on that. But as part of that, I suffered a massive, betrayal from a family member, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if the Akashic Records would have any insights for me into that.
Okay, so are you near your computer right now?
Yeah.
Can you just email your current legal name and your sister's current legal name so we can kind of... I'm not going to open her records. I wouldn't open her records without her permission. But as it relates to you, I can give you information on her. So just type that in and send it right out to info@akashicwisdom.com.
Yeah,
Anybody else who wants to send a question, you can send it to info@akashicwisdom.com. So,
do I need to put my maiden name as well, or just...
No, just whatever you're known as now. Whatever you're known as now. It's current. It's always current. What city are you calling from?
Toronto.
Oh, okay. So from Toronto. Okay, got it. All right.
Okay,
so,
I just sent it in.
You just sent it in. Okay, let's see how long it'll take to get here. It shouldn't be... That's one of the wonderful things about... the internet, you know, so it should be immediate, yeah? Here we are. Okay, great. Okay, thanks so much. Okay, so so she betrayed you. You want to talk to, in other words, like, it's sometimes helpful if you tell the whole story, if you will. In other words, like, how did she betray you and things like that? Only because it's interesting for the listeners, so I hope you don't mind, but it's helpful. Sure.
So I was suffering from a whole lot of depression and anxiety, and I was married to a really emotionally abusive man, and my sister was, you know, one of my closest, confidants, friends, whatever you want to call it, during that time. And in March of this year, I decided that I was going to leave my husband, just because my son at that point was a year old and I didn't want to raise him in that kind of environment. And I just thought that was the best thing to do, given the situation.
Wise choice, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you'll be happy to know, actually, that our separation is finalized, and I have my
That's
son
good.
Back with me on a full-time basis, which is good.
Yeah, but, very good.
My sister, basically what would happen is my husband would call my sister whenever I was depressed, and the two of them would get all anxious together about it. And when I decided that I was going to leave my husband, I got into a whole argument with my sister and her husband, and my sister decided that I was acting erratically, and she called, it's called Jewish Child Services here, but basically it's an organization that protects children.
Uh-huh.
To see what to do about me, and that was essentially what was used by my husband as the basis for his claim that I was mentally unstable. So he called the police, she called Jewish Child Services, and 2 days later there was an emergency court order against me claiming I was mentally unstable, and they tried to keep my son from me.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you persevered and you won, though, correct? You've got your son
back.
Well,
I basically had to pay to get my son back, but I was declared to have emotional psychological issues, and they got me medicated, which is what they wanted. But I did get my son back at the end.
Are you medicated now?
Yeah.
How do you think that medication helps you?
I don't think it helps me. I think it was just a necessary part of the battle, I guess.
I
mean, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah. So you want to understand what
the Akashic records can tell me about the relationship between me and my sister, and what happened, and what I need to take from that in order to go forward.
Well,
I mean, I haven't spoken to her in 6 months.
Sure. Well, first of all, does she have children?
Yes, three. Which makes it even more unbelievable to me, because
yeah.
I treated her children like my own. I mean, I spend hours with them, spend thousands of dollars on them, I basically
sure.
treated them like my own.
And so I've got to silently ask this. So we want to understand what was the soul's intention for bringing this forward for Adele and her sister? Well, first of all, the first thing that's coming forward is that whether you realize it or not, your sister has been jealous of you all your life. And I don't know if you can identify with that, but...
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and does that feel like truth to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And so the idea here is that there has been a... not only a jealousy, but there has been a it's almost like and this is when you were younger. When you both were children together, it seemed like there was a sense of her wanting to lash out, but she was much more passive-aggressive about it.
Yes.
And so this... the idea that you were taking your power back was very scary for her. And I would also tell you that there were some things, what I'm hearing is that your ex-husband was also telling her things that were really.
Well, he would exaggerate.
Right, that were not true, and that played upon her as well, and
right.
so the betrayal that you were feeling that she did was also based on his information, that she seemed to believe more than yours.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so the way that this, first of all, do you want to become, do you want to have a relationship with her again?
I feel sad about what happened, but I don't know, like, it would take a lot for me to ever trust her again after
right.
what happened.
And that's the question that's being asked, is that what's your intention for the relationship? What's being said here is that it's more important for you to just forgive and walk away rather than to worry about what kind of relationship there is. In other words, there's nothing wrong with having a relationship with her, but know that what your boundaries are before you move into that.
Well, I feel sad. Like, she is my only family here besides my parents. I'm one of four girls, and she's the only sister here. And I feel sad for my son that he won't have a relationship with her kids. Or, like, she is family. But then I'm just hesitant, I guess, to have anything to do with her because I feel like I need to protect myself from anything.
And your son.
Negative. And my son. Why do you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure.
That?
Because if you need to understand what her true feelings are. If she really feels that you're mentally unbalanced, you don't want anything being said to your son that could be construed wrongly.
Right. Right. Right.
And so you really need to have a conversation. If you want to create this relationship again, you need to have a conversation with her. And the conversation needs to be one of frank, being very frank, very, very straight and honest about what was her intention at the time and how does she feel now?
I tried that a couple of months ago and it didn't go down well.
What happened?
She basically still blame me. She said she acted the way she did based on my behavior. That's what they keep turning it back on me, that I was acting erratically, that she did what she thought she had to do because of my behavior.
And so what you need to look at is this a relationship really, can you really salvage it? Because I'm not seeing that.
That's
here.
What I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that it's salvageable because she still doesn't trust you.
Right.
And you don't trust her.
She doesn't trust me?
No, she's still saying that you just said that she did it because of the behavior.
Right.
You think that she doesn't believe that she still have that capability of the behavior that she didn't like?
Sorry, I didn't hear that question.
And the question was, is that she's standing by her actions.
Right.
She's not sorry for her actions. She feels
exactly.
that she was right in doing what she needed to do. The reality is if she believed that then, what would have had happened for her to change her mind now? She
Nothing.
Hasn't changed her mind.
Right.
So if she hasn't changed her mind, that means she still thinks you're capable of doing whatever it is that you did that upset her so.
But I don't know if she can truly, like, how could she truly believe that? I mean, it's not like I did anything that crazy.
Well, I understand
I mean,
that.
I just
for whatever reason, that's what's being said here. What's being
Sorry?
Said is that she's, what's being said, okay, can, mm-hmm. can, what's being said here is that she's still holding to,
her belief,
yeah.
Okay.
And so that
You're
you know that is
salvageable.
No. No, for whatever reason she's put you at arm's length.
Right.
And when you held out your hand to be to move back together or to come together, she refused it, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, then. Yeah, that's correct.
So what pattern here just let me ask this. I want to ask the master teachers in love. What pattern is Adele? Okay, so you need to look at the pattern here, Adele, what I'm hearing is moving back into toxic relationships that no longer serve you.
I need to not move back into toxic relationships that no longer
Correct.
Serve me.
That's right. In other words, like you have to look at the pattern, but there's a pattern here of you moving back into those relationships.
Right.
And that pattern has to stop.
Right.
In order for you to move forward, you need to look at the way that up to this point you've handled your relationship with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to say, okay, they're using very interesting words. You've offered the olive branch,
mm-hmm.
and it was refused. So
yes.
This is a time for you to realize that you're on your own.
Right.
And the reality is, you've always been on your own.
Right.
There's been an illusion that you've had people around you that were supporting you, but the reality is, you've always been on your own.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now you have to take it right face to face and say, okay, now that I'm on my own, how do I want my life to look and feel?
Right.
And so how is that? How do you want your life to look and feel?
I want to be a present and attuned mother to my son.
Okay.
And I want to build a lucrative business to support the
okay.
two of us. And I want to find and surround myself with friends and people who support and encourage me.
Right. And so what is your action plan to do all this? Do you have an action plan yet?
Yes, I'm working on it.
Okay. And so the idea here is that it's really about moving into already having what you truly want.
Right.
From a feeling point of view.
Right.
And it's also about rooting away any belief systems that you have that would prevent you from being all that you can be.
And what would those be?
Well, part of the belief systems you want to look at are the things that your self-talk will tell you when you're trying to plan something. So you may hear some words like, well, you can't do that, or that's not going to work, or in other words, like or you don't deserve it from a negative point of view. It's not a
right.
caution point of view, okay? It's not about,
right.
okay, so look at this differently. It's about a hurtful, negative self-talk.
Right.
And when you hear the negative self-talk, it's very important for you to really look at whose voice are you hearing.
Right.
Because it may, in fact, not be yours. You may be still operating under other people's opinions.
Right. That makes
and
sense.
And so, yeah, and so you need to start really looking at that and moving toward loving and accepting yourself for exactly who you are. So telling yourself the truth about who you are and what is true is going to be very important.
Right.
Not from a negative point of view, but from all the things that you have accomplished and all the things you want to accomplish. It's like, so if you're going to create a map, it's essential to understand. You can't create the map unless you're really honest about where you're starting from.
Right.
And where you want to go.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask one last question?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Can you I mean, I'm guessing the answer based on what you've said already, but, you know, my parents are still alive and they're here in the same city as me. But they were likewise, I mean, they've been supportive. I mean, they've always been supportive materially, but not emotionally. And they've been, you know, somewhat present through this whole ordeal, but have also been played a role in being critical of my actions, etc. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Can you talk to me a little bit about what the Akashic Records say about that?
Well, the, what's important about what your, you know, your parents lived from a different era than you do.
Exactly.
And so their ideas of how things, quote unquote, should be are different than yours.
Exactly.
And were they affected by the Holocaust?
My dad lost some of his family, not immediate family, but my dad was both of them actually. But they didn't lose immediate family, or they didn't live through the Holocaust. But they both their parents lost siblings and family.
The reason for whatever reason that was being brought up, that there's some type of a influence there, and so it's really important that, you know, as your folks. As your folks see your improvement,
mm-hmm.
as your folks see you really putting your life together,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have a whole different attitude toward you.
Okay.
And so what's going on here is that it's what they're, what's going to help them as well as a few other people in your life when you really start walking your talk.
Mm-hmm.
is when things will shift, you know, for them. But it's important, Adele, that you understand that you may never get their approval.
Right.
You may they may say, wow, well, you really accomplished such and such, but they still may not ever really, quote unquote, approve.
Right.
Of certain things that you do. So it's really important that you give that up, because that's going to plague you.
Right.
And so it's important that you create a strong relationship with your son.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important is that the person whose approval you want and the person that you want to be proud of you is not only yourself, but your son.
Right. Right.
And so that's, quite frankly, the only... that's the only barometer you need. Yeah.
Right.
And so the idea is no matter what your choices are from this point forward, they have to take into account of how it's going to affect him and how it's going to affect you.
Right. And that's it.
That's it. Beyond that, it doesn't make any difference.
Right. So basically, I just have to ignore my family.
You have to cut the cord.
Sorry?
You have to cut the cords.
Right. Right.
And so it's not that you can't be with them on holidays and things like that, but you cannot allow their
influence on my daily life, basically.
Right, exactly. Your influence on how you feel about yourself.
Right, right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was hugely helpful. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Call in again if you need, and if you feel that you need a 1 hour, let me know. You know,
I will.
Give me a call. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I so appreciate it.
I am. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Be well. And give your little boy a hug.
We'll give him a huge one.
How old is he again?
Thank you. He's 18 months.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a little dude.
Yeah. Yes.
But a very, very sweet, very special one.
He sure is, and he's and enjoy his joy.
Thank you. I do.
Okay. All right, dear. Be well.
Take care. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so, you know, what we need to look at, ladies and gentlemen, is we have to look at how other people's opinions of us have shaped our lives. And we have to look at what other people's, and we must start looking at how we look at ourselves. There was a, in a book that I was reading, there was an anonymous quote, and I'm going to read it to you because it was so powerful. And if you would like a copy of this quote, just email me at akashicwisdom.com. Actually, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. And here, I want you to really listen to this quote. And it's a poem, actually. And we don't know who wrote it, but it's by Anonymous. But it is it's very powerful if you start looking at your life this way. And it's called A New Day. This is the beginning of a new day. I have been given this day to use as I will. I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is important because I am exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place whatever I have traded it for. I pledge to myself that it shall be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for this day. And so what we have to begin to look at in all of our lives, in the here and now, is what are we doing today? How are we investing this day, you know, and trading it? In other words, like, each day of our life is so precious. Each day, each moment of our life is so precious that we have such a wonderful choice to really choose how we want to move forward, how we want to see our life created. And so it's really going to be important that we move into our own pledges, our own ideas of what's important for us. So do think about that. And again, I just want to make a comment about Thomas Morton. He's having a light speed learning class in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area this coming weekend, weekend of the 20th and 21st. And you can learn about what light speed learning is at lightspeed, L-I-G-H-T, speed, S-P-E-E-D, underscore, or is it, no, it's, excuse me, lightspeed-learning. Excuse me, it's lightspeed-learning.com. And so that is about how you can incorporate whole books in a matter of minutes. It's not speed reading. It's speed reading on steroids. It's beyond speed reading. It's amazing work. So do check out his class or give a call about the class this weekend in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. So we send a hearty hello and lots of love to Thomas and Jane out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Or if, you know, I've got to tell you that I love Minneapolis, Minnesota, that whole area. I love to stay in Eden Prairie. I miss it there. In fact, some folks have contacted me from there. They want me to come back and teach a class, and I think that we're going to do that in the spring. I've got to get some folks to, you know, give them a call. But if you're listening from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you would like to see me come back in spring, please email me. I'd love to hear from you. I always love to hear from the folks in that area. It's a very favorite area of my travels. So we have a question here from a gal that I've actually met in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Lucita. One of the things that's important that she was writing, she wanted me to remember what the date of the show was that I talked about excuses and regarding succeeding. And that it's very interesting because what her comment is that she believes one of her excuses is that that keeps coming up is that she doesn't have the money to do what she wants to or needs to in order to move forward. And I think that's an issue for a lot of people, that we want to be able, we want to move forward, but we don't know how to move forward because we don't have the money. And so the reality, and I know there's many of you who already know this, however, we have to realize that when we continue to say, I can't do it because I don't have the money, we perpetuate it now, don't we? We absolutely do. You know, we all create our own reality. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. If you've read the books about The Secret, or if you've read about creating your reality, or you know anything about the law of attraction, whatever you're holding is what we manifest. And so, but what's insidious is what we hold on to. And you know, I've asked the master's teachers and loved ones, it's a deep set self sabotage behavior set when we absolutely know what we could or should be doing, and we absolutely don't do it. That is a very deep-seated piece of self-sabotage, and we have to look upon that as a way of understanding that it's a way of proving to ourselves that we don't really care or love ourselves, that we don't respect ourselves. I was having a conversation with a friend earlier on, and we were talking about that someone that she knew was requesting that she not do what this particular person asked her not to do. Because this particular friend of hers said that if in fact you do what I've asked you not to do, then you don't respect me because you're not respecting my wishes. And so, how many times do we as parents with our adult children want to supersede what they've asked us not to do? And we have to look at that as not being respectful. But the same thing happens with us. When we do or don't do what we say we're going to do, it's a lack of respect for self. And that lack of respect for self then moves into an anger itself that ends up being punished by self-sabotage. And so we really need to look at that. The piece that Lucita was asking about was a dialogue with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records on fear. And it's a dialogue that I had with them. And the question that I asked that created this was about my fear of moving forward. And I asked, what do I need to know about the fear of moving forward? And the Akashic, I'm going to actually tell you the dialogue again. So what do I need to know about the fear of moving forward? And that was me. And the Akashic record said, your fear is blocking you from opening your heart in many areas. And I asked, what is the fear? About what? Fear of rejection, failure, not good enough. And I said, how can I neutralize and eliminate this fear? Now, please understand, ladies and gentlemen, even though these fears of not being good enough have many, many layers, and so they pop up. It's like, and you've heard this comment of peeling the onion. Well, we're always peeling the onion to see what we're encountering and what's underneath. So when the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones said fear of rejection, failure, not good enough, I said, how can I neutralize and eliminate this fear? What action steps do I need to to know or need to do? And what do I need to know about this? Do I need to know the reason and sole purpose of these fears to clear them? The Akashic Records said, understanding the bigger picture will lead you to understanding and seeing the bigger picture for humanity. Fear has been created to hold down the human race. I asked why. The record keeper said, it's your way of keeping you safe and creative. I said, what? I don't understand. Safe and creative means curious and in place. It is the bondage you took on to be here. And I asked, here, Earth? They said, yes. And so then I asked, is now the time to learn to eliminate it? The Akashic Records said, yes, somewhat. Not all are ready to release fear in their lives. Only some are willing and able to release and model it. Lack of fear separates you, focuses you, appears to harden you. And so I asked, how hardened? How does it harden me? And then the Akashic Records said the comment that I found to be quite profound. They said, people without fear have no excuses. I want you to just hear that again. People without fear have no excuses. Wow, I said. The Akashic Records explained, facing fears means facing the truth of your excuses, really looking at truth from a real perspective, asking yourself the truth about your truth, and knowing that your truth comes from you, not outside of you, but from deep inside of you. The process of questioning yourself about your truth comes from deep inside of you. What is the truth of your fear can only be answered by you. We can lead you to the book of feelings, but only you can open it. So I ask, what happens when I open it? Akashic Records Masters, teachers, and loved ones explained, you are able to examine how your feelings have molded and shaped your truth. When you discover the relationship between feelings and truth, and vice versa, you can then move into defining your truth and become clear on your feelings and your truth. Moving forward is taking one step at a time. From small to large, you decide. Some feelings of truth are fact. Some, in fact most, are fantasy, made up to keep you down, to please others, hide you from trying rather than knowing you can do anything. Accomplish your heart's desire. Driven, focused people are hard to be around because they don't allow themselves excuses and don't accept or understand excuses in others. So the question is, what excuses are you willing to look at for their truth? So that's the piece that Lucita was looking at or wanting to know. And when we talk about the questions here, okay, about what is the truth of not being able to move forward because you don't have the money to do what you want to or need to do. The reality is getting creative about what it takes to get that done for free. Now, there's also a piece here that we need to really work on. And the first, there's a couple of secrets here around working with our excuses that says, okay, we need to look at how to truly love ourselves. And I know that that's something that everybody hears and nobody knows how to do it. And it's not about so much about wanting yourself to be perfect, so much as accepting you as you are in the here and now. It's really about acceptance and then continue to keep working. No one is ever perfect. No one is ever so together that they don't have any problems and they don't have to keep working on themselves. Anybody that is that quote-unquote that together literally won't be here anymore. So the reality is the first step is really moving into acceptance of self. All the good, all the bad, all the not so hot. Accept yourself as you are. Maybe that's the better term. It's not about loving yourself so much as it is accepting yourself. And once you accept yourself, you really need to also unearth the beliefs you have about money and wealth. I know that, again, you've probably heard this all before, but the reality is unless you do the work, no matter what you manifest, you may not be able to hold on to it because your beliefs will create the self-sabotage for you to eliminate it. And so we're all works in progress. No one has all the answers. We just don't. But it's important that, so first of all, you have to move into accepting yourself. Then you have to move into rooting out and neutralizing the beliefs about wealth or dollars or money that are not serving you, that you heard as a kid. You've got to root those out. And then the bottom line is that there's a belief that money is a part of evil and also a part that you don't deserve it, which is part the deserve part is part of the acceptance of self. But quite frankly, if you were raised in a very religious home or, you know, and heard money is the root of all evil, you've heard a lot of toxic, untrue information. So you really have to look at, again, whose voice am I listening to? And so the cycle must be broken in order for you to move forward. And that's why the masters, teachers, and loved ones gave me the information about the excuses, because there is no excuse. There is no excuse. It's one step at a time. And so for those of you who want to understand how do I move forward even without money, it's about learning how to market yourself for free. And if you would like some information about how to market yourself for free, give me a call. You can give me a call either now while we're on the program at 530-413-4511, or you can call me when we're off the program at 216-691-1233. That's 216-691-1233 is my office, my private office number. And certainly leave a message and I will get back to you. But we have to really look at all of these things that are standing in our way. And it's really about in the here and now. We need to take a look at this life in the here and now and notice how many stories do we tell ourselves that aren't true. We have stories made up around pretty much everything in our life. And it's time for us to start really, really getting at the truth of those stories. And so, because when we do that, we actually move ourselves into acceptance of self, because we want to understand what those stories are. We also have to move away from that scarcity mentality. So, what is your mentality now? We need to look at how we walk in faith. And we have to look at what we believe we deserve. And we have to look at who we truly are. And we have to look at whose opinions are we living under, so we can no longer give that any fuel. Because we are so much greater than we give ourselves credit for. And I say this as much for you as I do for myself. So much greater. There is a student of mine who sent me a piece, and I hope she doesn't mind. I will give her credit. Her name is Peggy Lou Savage, and it's her copyright, so I want you to honor this. And she sent me something that came forward from when she had her records open, and she wanted to share it with me. And I hope she doesn't mind. I'm going to share it. And if you want a copy of this, I have to ask her first if she's okay, or if she wants to, what she's going to do with this. But it's, "Be patient, my child, for you are blessed by the many children you teach. When you open your heart, theirs too open. Hence, the maximum amount of learning will strictly pertain to the immense exchange of the deep foundation of love and understanding. Be strong and firm, yet gentle and kind, for they know, like the wolf who smells the lamb, who there and where their teachers are, sincere or ghostly images. Be not afraid, but praise and adorn their accomplishments like winners crossing the finish line. For each child, too, has a light of their own, which glimmers with the passage of hope and understanding and love. Unconditional love. Remember, the sky is full of stars. If you only focus on one, you will not see the beauty of the whole." That was by Peggy Lou Savage. So I want you to understand that the child that we're talking about right now is the child within you. That we're talking about you looking at that child within you, and be not afraid to praise that child, to praise yourself, because you have a light within you that desires to be opened to the world. And that light is of hope, understanding, and love. It's unconditional love that you not only want, but also that you need. But the first person to give you that unconditional love must be yourself. Because otherwise, when someone gives you unconditional love and you don't love yourself, you may miss it. You may think it's weakness. You may not think you deserve it, so therefore you push it away. And so it's very important that you look at you for the blessings for which you are. Because you have many blessings. You are many blessings. You have given many blessings. You cannot walk on this earth without giving and receiving blessings. It's part of our wiring. It's part of who we are. It's part of what we do. And we need to be focused in the here and now. Past lives are wonderful. They're fun to look at now and then. But the reality of all of it, folks, is if we don't fix and we don't heal and we don't look at who we are in the here and now, and we don't learn to accept ourselves for the love that we are from within us, then when those extraterrestrials come down, we will be filled with fear, not love. Because their love is so great that it will scare us. Because we won't believe we're deserving of it. So to prepare now for your own ascension, it's absolutely key that we look into our self-acceptance and our belief systems that prevent us from stepping into our greatness. So it's about deciding. It's really about deciding. What are you willing to do to be great? As that comes through me, I'm writing it down. Because I don't remember what I say half the time on these shows. I've got to listen to them myself. Because this is information that's coming from the soul of those who are listening. And from my soul. So the question is, what am I willing to do to be great? What am I willing to do to step in to my greatness? Gets you right where you live, doesn't it? I bet you there's a lot of folks out there saying, I don't know. And you don't have to know right now. What's important is that you're willing to know. You're willing to receive the guidance to know. You're willing to receive it a little bit at a time. Because greatness doesn't just show up. Greatness is something we as part of our journey. We're one step away from being greater today than we were yesterday. And tomorrow will be even greater. It's about accepting the greatness where we are today. That part I do know. And it's about appreciating all that we have. So this week, as we go forward, we're coming up, the next time I talk to you, it'll be the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And it's not too soon to start giving thanks and move into gratitude for all that we have. Invite someone to your Thanksgiving table who wouldn't normally have a Thanksgiving dinner with someone. Be grateful and walk in nature, walk in the woods, and thank the trees for being there. Thank the sun, thank the moon, thank the stars. And each night when you go to sleep, thank your body for being so wonderfully there. And thank the Creator, thank God, thank the Divine, for bringing you here to this place, this time, in this earth history. For each one of you is an important piece of our world, of our consciousness. So walk with your head a little higher and your shoulders back. And your heart open. know that you walk with the divine. Allow your light to shine. Well, we're 2 minutes away from being out. The show's over. So I want to just tell you that, again, it was great talking with you. It was a great, questions were great. And if you would like a copy of any of the quotes, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. If you'd like a copy of the A New Day, or if you'd like a copy of the dialogue that I had with the master teachers and loved ones about fear of moving forward, that's available to you. And if you'd like that quote from Peggy Lou, then you need to just let me know, and I will email her and ask her for her permission with her copyright on it. Or if you'd just like to talk, give me a call, 216-691-1233. I'm available for consultations as well as classes. We're going to have some classes coming up in December. So I'm going to sign off for tonight, and I want to thank you all for listening. So I'm going to close the records of the show. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. With that, we close the Akashic Records on November 14th, 2010, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everyone. Have a miracle-filled week. Talk to you next week. Oh, and I'm going to wish my son, Stephen, a very happy birthday on the 18th. Bye-bye.